Lift your hands high. Thank you, Master Jesus. Thank you for the privilege of knowing you. Thank you because you are real. You are reality itself. Blessed be your name. Breathe upon the service tonight. Touch someone's life to the glory of your name. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat. God bless her. I welcome everybody here tonight in the precious name of Jesus Christ. I believe that God has brought us here for good, and we will not return back the same. The subject we are dealing with is a very, very critical subject. And so tonight, I want to deal on the subject foundation for divine wisdom. Foundation. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7. It says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Foundation for divine wisdom. Our objective is twofold tonight. Number one, we want to understand foundational keys to accessing divine wisdom. If I want to access divine wisdom, what keys do I need to have foundationally to access divine wisdom? Number two, want to understand the profit of divine wisdom. Why is divine wisdom necessary? Why is divine wisdom profitable? By way of introduction, the Bible said, wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is not the vice principal thing. Is the principal thing. Wisdom is not a deputy. Wisdom does not deputize. Wisdom is the master. Is the master key for mastery in life. You know, what they call the master key is what literally opens all doors. Is the master key for mastery in life. Wisdom is the principle, is the fundamental, is the key. The principal thing is behind the making of principal people. Every time you see a principality on earth, among men, in any realm, they are made by wisdom. And tonight, we are talking about the wisdom of God. Is the principal thing. He said, in all your getting, get understanding. Understanding is insight into light. Wisdom is the action you take on that insight. Right? So in all your getting, get the insight you need to act on. In all your getting, get understanding. It doesn't matter what else you have. You have money. You have popularity, you have anything you have even the anointing. Without wisdom, you are not going to go far. I've seen a lot of anointed people with bankruptcy of wisdom, and they never reached anywhere with the anointing. So wisdom is the principal thing. Now, what are the foundational keys that will make a person to access wisdom? And we are talking about the wisdom of God. Number one, is the fear of the Lord. That fear of the Lord. Job chapter 28 and in verse 28, the Bible said, now, and unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding, the fear of the Lord. Psalm 111 verse 10, the Bible said that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. The fear of the Lord. And then Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10. It says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the knowledge of the Lord is holy. The fear of the Lord. What has the fear of the Lord got to do with wisdom? The fear of the Lord is the confirmation of the tenderness of the conscience. The fear of the Lord guarantees the liveliness of conscience. The fear of the Lord makes for a conscience that is healthy. A conscience that is working. And you need a working conscience to hear clearly from God. You know that the major dimension of the wisdom of God is actually the voice of God. It's actually direction from God. Am I communicating? He that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them is like a wise man. Right? Matthew chapter 7 verse 24. So the wisdom of God is actually the sayings of God. That's one definition of the wisdom of God. It's the sayings of God. And you need a conscience. A conscience that is awake. A conscience that is alive. A conscience that is healthy. To relate with God. To fellowship with God. Where people don't have the fear of God, they have a conscience that is dead. A conscience that is non-working. Non-functional. And so it becomes very difficult to access wisdom from God. Foundational key number one is the fear of the Lord. Number two is an acknowledgement of your lack of wisdom. The acknowledgement of one's lack of wisdom. When you come to the point where when you acknowledge that there is something you don't know, the acknowledgement of one's lack of wisdom. James chapter 1 and in verse 5 he said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask. So there must be that knowledge of your lack. There must be the consciousness of your deficiency. You must come to a point where you agree that you are ignorant. You agree that there are things you don't know. The acknowledgement of one's lack of wisdom, of one's ignorance. It has been confirmed that most arrogant people are also ignorant people. Show me a man who is arrogant. I will show you a man who is confirmed ignorant. Arrogance and ignorance are twins. They walk together. Right? Where a man walks in arrogance, he must walk in ignorance. It is not possible. So, and I'll come to that later. The acknowledgement of one's lack of wisdom. And that leads us to point number three. The elimination of pride. See, the elimination of pride. In Psalm 25 and in verse 9, he said, the meek will he guide in judgment. The meek will he teach his way. Judgment is wisdom. Judgment is actually wisdom. The meek will he teach wisdom. The meek, not the proud, not the ostentatious, not the braggadocious, not the boastful. The meek will he guide in judgment. And the meek will he teach his way. Hallelujah. Number four is openness to wisdom and understanding. Openness. Where a man is open. Anything, anybody can teach you. Anything can teach you. A child can teach you. The grass can teach you anything. Openness. In Proverbs chapter 1 and in verse 5. Proverbs chapter 1 and in verse 5. He said, a wise man will hear and will increase learning. And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. A wise man will hear and will increase learning. And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. They are open. The Bible said concerning Solomon, he said he spake about all things. He spake from the cedar tree in Lebanon. That was 1 Kings chapter 4. Even to the hyssop, the grass that springeth out of the wall. He looked at all of these things. He learned from them and he spoke about them. Was that 1 Kings 4, 22 or 23 thereabout? He spoke about all things. He spoke about the cedar tree of Lebanon. He spoke about the hyssop, that grass that springeth from the wall. He observed all things and he spoke about them. It is openness to wisdom. If you get that scripture placed on the screen, speaking about, and he spoke 1 Kings 4, 33. He spoke of trees from the cedar tree that is in Lebanon. Even unto the high stuff that springeth out of the wall. He spake of beasts, of fowl, of creeping things, of fishes. He was open to learn everything from any of these things. And he spake of them. He saw them, observed them, spake about them. Openness. Openness to wisdom. We'll talk about that in detail when we move forward. And number 5 is passion and value for wisdom. Passion and value for wisdom. When a man, there are people who have passion for cloth, passion for cars, passion for sports, passion for different things, passion for food. We had a young man in the university in those days. Every time food arrives, he said, the joyous moment that we all have been waiting for has arrived. The food time is joyous. And if you see him, he's not slim. He's not slim at all. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Value. What is your passion? Where is your sense of value? In Proverbs chapter 2 verse 1 to 6. See what value he allocates. He said, my son, if thou will receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. If you cry after knowledge, see value, and liftest up thy voice for understanding. If thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God, for the Lord giveth wisdom. If you will look for wisdom the way you are looking for money, that's what he said. If you cry for it like you cry for silver, the way you look for money, the way you wake up in the morning, the way you sit up in the night. I have a study tool that I used many, many years ago. And from time to time, but all of a sudden I couldn't find it. And my wife had no rest yesterday until she locates where it is and fits it into this for me. I need it. I need it for my own edification. I need it. If thou criest for it, for me, that makes more sense to me than any car. Any car. Any car. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say the loud must say amen. So if we have these 5 keys, the fear of the Lord, this foundation, the knowledge, acknowledgement of your lack of wisdom, the elimination of pride, openness to wisdom, and then passion and value, then we are set to access wisdom. But listen to this. Value is key to profit. It is what value we place that determines what profit we see. Whatever you don't value will never profit you. So, what is the profit of wisdom? Why should I seek wisdom, especially the wisdom of God? What is the profit of wisdom? I'm going to run through about 10 things very, very quickly, and we'll draw the curtain this evening. Number one, wisdom is key to dominion, authority, and rulership. Key to dominion, authority, rulership. Wisdom is the dominion of the wise. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 15 and verse 16. It said, by me kings reign and princes decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. Wisdom put Joseph in charge in Babylon. Can we find a wise man like this? Wisdom put Joseph in charge in Egypt. Wisdom put Daniel in charge in Babylon. Wisdom made all the kings of the earth to bow for their fellow king. That made Solomon to be king over kings by the frequency of wisdom. Show me a man. Show me a woman who walk in wisdom. In any realm they find themselves, they take charge. Number two, wisdom brings stability and establishment to life and destiny. It brings stability and establishment to life and to destiny. In Isaiah chapter 33 and in verse 6, he said, and wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times and the strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. Whatever is stable has the backing of wisdom. Show me a stable home, a stable family, stable relationship, a stable business that is not up today, down tomorrow. A stable ministry is stable. Show me what is stable, and I will show you that wisdom is behind it. Show me what is unstable, and I will show you the lack of wisdom is behind that instability. Am I communicating at all? Somebody say a loud amen. We just read Matthew chapter 7 verse 24. He who hears the sayings of mine and doeth them is like a wise man that built his house upon a rock. That is stability. The winds came, the flood came, the storm came, they beat on it, but it couldn't fall because it is too stable to be collapsed. It is too stable to be collapsed. Walk in wisdom and you will find stability. Somebody say a loud amen. I am not praying for peace in my home as a prayer point. No. All I need to do is to walk how scriptures want me to walk. And I walk like that. And there is stability. Somebody say a loud amen. I am not praying for financial stability. No. I walk how the wisdom of God wants me to walk, both for my person and for the commission. And there is stability. Wisdom brings stability and establishment to life and destiny. Number three, wisdom is behind distinction and stardom in life. Behind distinction and stardom in life. When you see anybody standing out, a star is distinguished. Wisdom is behind it. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and in verse 1. He say, who is as a wise man and who knoweth the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed. He makes his face to shine. The boldness of his face shall be changed. Daniel chapter 12 and in verse 3. It says, They that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Show me a man who is wise, and I will show you a man who will shine. You must shine. You must stand out. Am I communicating at all? To be strategic is to be successful. If any man is strategic in any realm, he must be successful in that realm. Wisdom is behind distinction and is behind stardom. Any wisdom that a man had, wisdom in football, he stands out there. Wisdom in baseball, he stands out there. Wisdom in engineering, he stands out there. And the wisdom of God makes you to stand out all around. For what cometh from above is above all. Number 4, wisdom is behind exploits and mighty works. Mighty works. Works of might. Exploits. Mighty works. Outstanding results. Things that people look at and they are wondering, what is the secret? Is behind exploits. Is behind mighty works. In Mark chapter 6 and in verse 2, when they came around Jesus and when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach them in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence has this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought of his hands, are wrought by his hands? Show me a man of wisdom, I will show you a man of mighty works. Exploits in ministry, exploits in the business realm, exploits in the academic realm is a function of wisdom and the wisdom of God. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. When you see a thing like this, Bishop Dag said the other day when he came that he has traveled all over the world, but he has not seen a thing like this. He hasn't seen a thing like this. When you see a thing you have not seen before, there is a dimension of wisdom at work. Am I communicating at all? I remember when I gave the architects the instruction for this design to happen. And they say, oh no, it's not possible for there to be no pillar in the middle. The span is too long. This and that and that. And actually we have been to sanctuaries before, to places before, where you see a small hall and it's filled with pillars everywhere. You see a little gallery and it's filled with pillars. I said, we don't want pillar anywhere. I want everybody to see straight to the altar. And I want to see, stand and see everybody at once. I don't want to be here and then there is one side here, another side here, and all of that. And he said, oh, it will be very costly. I said, well, design it first. So when they designed the first design, they came with pillars under the gallery here. So some pillars will be going all the way to the roof. I said, that should also be knocked off. So, wow, is it really possible? Yes. Okay. How are we going to do? They are going to cantilever it and then take the weight all the way back. And then they are going to have to do a space frame and all of that. Let's go on ahead. They say, the beam is going to be very, very costly for you to do it without. Long story made short, what they said was not doable was done. It was done. A professor of structural engineering from the university was contacted for the design of the gallery and all of that, and he confirmed that actually we had actually over-designed. That is, if we planned for 20,000 people to sit up there, what was designed can sit 30,000 people, can carry the weight of more people than what was designed. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Anywhere you see anything that is explosive. When they were constructing Canaan Land, Faith Tabernacle, the point came where they needed a big truck to go inside. But they had already built to a point where the lintel was already fixed, and then the truck could not go because it is taller than the lintel. I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about. But a truck must go inside. And they came to God, Sanan Papa Yedepa, and said, so what do we do right now? He said, what is the height of this lintel? They told him, what's the height of the truck? They told him, what is the height of the truck without a tire? They told him, all right, deflate the tires. Drive it in. After it enters, inflate the tire back. That was what was done. Tires were deflated. Then it became short enough to drive in. And then he drove in and tires were inflated back. And then he became tall enough to do any work he needed to do inside. When it was time, it was deflated back to drive out. Do you understand what I'm talking about? That you don't learn it from books. It comes at the frequency of superior mentality. Divine electricity just flashes on your mind. It's behind mighty works. Unbelievable works. Unimaginable. Where people say, where did he read this or see this? Wisdom is behind exploits and mighty works. Number five, wisdom is behind the preservation of life. You see why the Bible said wisdom is the principal thing? It's behind the preservation of life. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 13. Proverbs 3 and in verse 13. He said, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. Verse 16. He said, length of days. For the man that finds wisdom, length of days is in the right hand of wisdom, and in her left hand, riches and honor. Riches and honor. Wisdom is behind the preservation of life. Proverbs 13:14 and Proverbs 15:24. Proverbs 13:14. Proverbs 15. The law of the wise is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. Life, wisdom connects man with life and disconnects them from the ways of death. Proverbs 15:24 said, the way of life is above to the wise, that he may depart from hell beneath. Wisdom definitely will make man live longer than foolishness. Ecclesiastes 7:17 said, be not overmuch wicked, neither be thou foolish. Why should you die before your time? I've seen a lot of people who faded away before their time. What you might call preventable death. At times it was as if death was calling the person by the actions and by the behaviors. Wisdom is critical because it is behind preservation of life. It's actually behind longevity. Number six, wisdom is behind the uprooting of mountains and the dismantling of difficulties. The uprooting of mountains and the dismantling of difficulties. The Bible said mountains can be uprooted by wisdom. Difficulties can be dismantled by wisdom. Job chapter 28 verse 9 and in verse 10. Job 28 verse 9 and in verse 10. He said he put forth his hand upon the rock. Talking about wisdom, which we saw in Job 28:28. He said he overturned the mountains by the roots. Verse 10. He cutteth out rivers among rocks. How is that possible? And his eye seeth every precious thing. That is wisdom. Wisdom. Wisdom uproots mountains and dismantles difficulties. When they describe Daniel in Daniel chapter 5 verse 11 to verse 14, they say that this man Daniel had the spirit of the understanding, the spirit of wisdom, the wisdom of the Holy Ghost. And then if you go to verse 14, he says that in him he can dissolve doubt. Yes, verse 15. Okay, back up to verse 12. Yes. For as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams, showing of hard sentences, dissolving of doubts, we are in the same Daniel. That is, when you are a man of wisdom, a woman of wisdom, when you are confronted with a mountain, insurmountable obstacle, something that look impassable, all of a sudden by wavelength from heaven, you just uproot it, you overturn it. All of a sudden the difficulty just dissolves. And people are wondering, what did you say? How did you do it? How did this matter end? By the wisdom of God. I speak to someone here today. This same wisdom shall walk in your life today. And every mountain of your life shall be uprooted tonight. You believe that? Say aloud, amen. Number seven. Wisdom is key to peace and pleasantness. Peace and pleasantness. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13 and verse 17. We also read it again. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. He said, her ways, the ways of wisdom, are ways of pleasantness. And all her paths are paths of peace. Hallelujah. Tension is proof of lack of discretion. Everywhere you find tension, it is confirmation that there is wisdom bankruptcy. Life under tension. Life under tension. Wise people carry elephants and they are smiling. Unwise people carry ants and they are sweating. The difference is wisdom. This man is walking like there is no work. He is doing so many things at the same time. And anytime you catch him, he is calm. There is a wisdom at work. Wisdom brings peace. Unwisdom brings tension. The lack of wisdom is the reason for tension. Is the reason for pressure. 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 Reason for crisis. Somebody say loud amen. Some people, a tiny portion of what we carry, they will be shouting, madam will be under pressure at home. Children, leave me alone. I need to be to myself. Everybody's, how many of you, you know there are some men when they are coming back home, everybody is taking cover. He's not doing anything, no. He's not doing anything. The only thing weighing him down is himself. Not that he has any major work to do. What is weighing him down is his life, his own life. Am I communicating? But I can assure you, if you found yourself at any junction of tension, of pressure, ask yourself, what wisdom am I lacking? Lord, what do I need to know to make life easier? This tension is unnecessary. This pressure is unnecessary. If I have to work with this level of pressure to get this done, how many things will I do before I leave this world? This pressure is unnecessary. This tension is unnecessary. Lord, I need wisdom. Somebody say aloud, amen. Number 8, wisdom is key to victory in battles. Is it tonight or another night? Tonight. Wisdom is key to victory in battles. We have said it before that battles may be won, may be fought with weapons, but they are won with wisdom. I can tell you this is one of the best wisdom sermons you have ever heard in your life. Battles may be fought with weapons, but they are won with wisdom. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 18. Ecclesiastes 9 and in verse 18. Wisdom is better than weapons of war. Wisdom is better. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and in verse 14 to verse 16, when Jehoshaphat was in battle, then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mathaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, hearken ye, all Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. Wisdom is coming. Tomorrow, go ye against them. Behold, they are coming up by the cliff of Ziz, and you shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. Verse 17. And you shall not need to fight. Wisdom was coming, and the wisdom they employed, wisdom from God, gave them victory in battle. Are you in front of any battle? Lord, what is the wisdom for the winning of this battle? I see that wisdom coming for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Number 9, wisdom is the gateway to profit, gain, and increase in life. Wisdom is the gateway to profit, gain, and increase. Anywhere something must increase, wisdom must be at work. Anywhere there is losses, Lack of wisdom is also held responsible. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 10, the Bible said, if the iron is blunt, it must put more strength to it, but wisdom is profitable to direct. Wisdom is always profitable. Where we read in Proverbs chapter 3 verse 13 to 15, it says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding, for the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver. You run too fast. And the gain thereof than fine gold. So wisdom comes with gain. She is more precious than rubies and all the things that thou can desire are not to be compared to her. Anything you desire on earth, wisdom can deliver. Wisdom can deliver. Wisdom can deliver. Wisdom can deliver. Ecclesiastes chapter 28 verse 4 and sorry, Ezekiel 28 4 and 5. Ezekiel 28, 4 and 5, the Bible said, with thy wisdom and with thy understanding, thou hast gotten the riches, and you have gotten gold and silver into thy treasures. By thy great wisdom and by thy great traffic hast thou increased thy riches. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say louder, amen. Say the Lord must say amen. Job chapter 28 and in verse 10b. Job 28 and in verse 10b. Job 28 and in verse 10b. He said, the eyes of wisdom see every precious thing. Anything that is precious, wisdom sees it. Where others see rubbish, he sees precious, he sees treasure. Wisdom sees it. Hallelujah. Wisdom will make a person multiply resources. I told you the story before where I went to dedicate a house, an estate. This would be like 15 years ago. High rise, blocks. And I asked the man, so where is your house? I was expecting to say he's living in Metaman, living in Asokoro or something. He said he's living in a 3-bedroom bungalow in Karu, where he's paying rent of 120,000. A year then. House built in millions. Other people have take much of that big money and get a duplex in Metama. So say he's still paying rent 120,000 a year. He said that was more profitable for him for now. Any money he would have needed to own a big house in Metama, Asokoro, any of those places, he's still using it to build more blocks of estates for more people to rent and more people to buy. We'll talk about that before the month is survived. There is time. Wise people don't use raw money for pleasure. They take pleasure from dividends of investment. Did you hear what I said? Instead of carrying 100 million to buy something, they put that 100 million into something. And it gave them 10 million. Anything they wanted to do, they would do it out of that 10 million. We'll talk about that later. There is a man who told me how he shifted into billions by saying, Lord, he sat on that gallery there. Lord, what do I do to move from hundreds of millions to billions? So, okay, this is what to do. Today, school fees of children is paid from profit of investment. Everything is being paid from profit. Not the raw money that arrived. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Where people walk in wisdom, they multiply. Resources just multiply rapidly. It's only the man who is not wise that gets money and buys a car to show off, to let people know that he has arrived. That arrival is the arrival of mumuciousness. Hallelujah. Somebody say loud amen. There are even people who use dividends of another investment to pay salaries.
They won't use the revenue that is coming from their from the core business to do any recurrent expenses. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Wisdom is key to multiplication, to gateway to profit. Gateway. That's why I say, with all thy getting, get understanding. Finally, wisdom is valuable for direction. We need wisdom to know what to do per time. We need wisdom. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 10. He said, if the iron is blunt and it doesn't sharp the edge, it will put more strength, but wisdom is profitable to direct. Wisdom is valuable for direction. In John chapter 6 verse 6, in the face of multiplying 5 loaves and 2 fishes, the Bible said Jesus himself knew what he will do. That knowledge of what he will do brought him victory. Brethren, go on ahead. My counsel, and lay the foundation for wisdom, and you shall see the construction that wisdom will produce. Lay the foundation. And what is the foundation? Media, you can go through it with me now. First of all, is the fear of the Lord. Two, is the acknowledgement of one's lack of wisdom. Three, is the elimination of pride. Four, is openness to wisdom and understanding. Five, is passion and value for wisdom. And what is the profit of wisdom? One, wisdom is key to dominion, authority, and rulership. Two, wisdom brings stability, establishment. Life, things are stable to life and destiny. Three, wisdom is behind distinction and stardom in life. Four, wisdom is behind exploits, mighty works. Five, preservation of life, longevity happens by wisdom. Six, uprooting mountains and dismantling difficulties is a child of wisdom. Seven, wisdom is key to peace, calmness, pleasantness, nothing spoil. Seven, eight, wisdom is key to victory in battles. Nine, wisdom is the gateway to profit, to gain an increase in life. And 10, wisdom is valuable for direction. You will not miss it. Stand up on your feet. Hallelujah. You will not miss it. Lift your hands and let's give him the praise for his visitation of wisdom. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. I am fully aware that there are those here tonight in need of surrender of their lives to the wisdom of God. Anywhere you are, Pastor, I want to surrender myself to this wisdom of God. Place your hand on yourself, and that is to surrender your life to Jesus. The Bible says the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. You say, I'm not a fool. I know there is God. And I want to hand over my life completely to him. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Today I go forward ever and backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, amen. The Lord heard and answered us. In Jesus' precious name, amen.